Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking time on your Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and happy Sunday morning to you. It's always good to spend this morning with you. As you've said, I'm a board-certified family medicine physician and also chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. Instead of the normal introductions that I do on Sunday morning, I'll let you do yours in a minute. I did want to report two upcoming oncology support group meetings for CHI Memorial. The first is a survivorship empowerment group. CHI Memorial Reese Skiller and Cancer Institute will host a survivorship empowerment class on Tuesday, July 24th, 2018 at 2 p.m. that will help survivors develop habits that will help them live well after cancer. The free class is open to all cancer survivors, regardless of where they receive treatment and regardless of their caregivers. The second is called a prompt party. Reese Skiller and Cancer Institute at CHI Memorial will host a prompt party on Friday, July 27th, 2018 from 2 p.m. until 3 p.m. in the Reese Skiller and Cancer Institute's Cancer Risk and Survivorship Center. PROMPT, which stands for Prospective Registry of Multiplex Testing, is a patient-driven registry that will help answer questions about genetic test results. And I know those oncology support group meetings will help a lot of people, so I wanted to go ahead and get that out. Ed, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And I started the business back in 1979 with an early passion in my life for the belief that the human body is extremely resilient and has the capacity for great self-healing, but only if we give the body what it needs and perhaps work at removing some of the obstacles to our health, such as bad food and toxins and pollutants, and using nutritional therapy as a great foundation to further optimize our health. So, you know, I opened almost 40 years ago, and I've witnessed a tremendous change, as we all have, in the regard for nutrition and health. Because many of us who are certainly older, as I am, can remember a time where people didn't really recognize food as medicine, and they really ate to fulfill a calorie need and their taste buds. And despite, you know, the fact that common sense said that you just don't live on French fries, but it wasn't really promoted in the media. It was downplayed by a lot of even health professionals, but things have certainly changed. The research is, you know, very strong, indicating that we are destroying our own health through the habits and the choices that we make with every day. And so, you know, I'm rambling on about that because Nutrition World has now evolved into what we call a wellness center. Yes, it still focuses around a store that, you know, is very equipped in regard to education and answering questions about nutrients, but we also have everything from yoga to counselors to massage, midwife, thermography, reflexology, personal training gym, dry heat saunas. There's just a number of things, and we're going to continue to evolve into more and more of this because I think it's the future, which is personalized healthcare. It is, and Dr. Green, you can certainly probably attest to this, is there is not a cookie cutter method for health, and everyone doesn't need or should get the same remedy, prescription, even the same diet. It needs to be personalized. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't walk in any rooms and already know exactly what I'm going to say. I mean, granted, there's some consistency, I hope, from patient to patient, from day to day. But each time I walk in the room, it's going to be individualized, personalized. And I love how you talk about what Nutrition World is doing, and it's really a center for healthcare. And I've sent a lot of patients up there to get some good advice. You know, we have the same basic idea in what's called a patient-centered medical home. And that's the basic concept. It's hard to describe in 30 seconds, but that the patient is at the center, and all of us medical people, and that would include, you know, all healthcare personnel, are revolving around them, with them as the focus of the healthcare to get them what they need. It's very similar to what you're doing. It's just a change in your point of view and perspective, but I think it is the way healthcare is going.
Well, and I think those who are involved in that system, I've certainly seen the benefit of it. And those who are not, if they have a long history of trying to achieve health, they're seeing the downside of the kind of the iPad prescription writing, where you come in, you get coded for a certain condition, and then basically the person in charge just goes and looks up what the drug of choice is and doesn't talk to you about your health, your food choices, your mental state, which you and I both believe heavily, you know, the spiritual and emotional part of our human system is key. I told someone this yesterday, I really would prefer to see someone who's, you know, achieved contentment, joy in their life, and reduce their fear levels. Probably that would be more beneficial than eating healthy food. Now, of course, the optimal goal is to combine all of that. But we both are big believers that you really, if you're fearful, unhappy, and full of anger and negative emotions, it's going to play out as a huge negative for your health. And I think we've both experienced that, and I think everyone who is living has. But many people don't connect the fact that emotions is toxic, and they just, you know, we live in a very chaotic world, and that when you deal with chaos, there's fear that comes with that. And I don't think people always, you know, recognize the negative impact of that.
You know, Ed, I was just thinking while you were talking about cookie cutter medicine and whatnot, that it's not true for all franchises, but, and I won't name names for obvious reasons, but there are some medical franchises that actually, because they are a franchise and they have to be consistent across the nation, they actually do have more of a cookie cutter approach to medical care, and they simply follow an algorithm to get to an outcome and a treatment plan. And although that might be okay for a lot of medical conditions, it's not true medical care, where someone is actually thinking and individualizing their care, considering the spiritual and mental health of the patient and the physical health. And in my thought, overall, that's not good medicine you would want to stick with for a lifetime. And finding, you know, a good primary care provider that can direct your care is still essential.
Great point. I want to say something about the things on the news today. I am always trying to speak and educate the community about the importance of what we call the microbiome. And the microbiome is, you know, people would refer to that like maybe probiotics, good bacteria, eating yogurt. It's the good guys that we require for health. And, you know, we need, we have a huge family of, let's say, cells and other organisms that really aren't us. They are visitors, and they actually are outnumber the amount of what we call our own cells. And they are like a bunch of cousins and neighbors and community of people that dictate our immune system and our neurotransmitters, which are our brain activity. That's why when you get a stomach bug or something else, you start feeling very anxious, very sometimes depressed, nervous, fearful, because these bacterias are producing some brain chemicals that are making you feel this way. And we need to really recognize that we're living a life that is destroying the ability to maintain the right microbiome. And I'm saying all that and we'll probably discuss it later. But the reason I am is because we're looking at a times where people are getting very sick very quickly from bad food. Now, just imagine in nature, for the thousands of years we lived when we were really living off the land, don't you think nature put into us a great resilience against bad food? Because most of the time we ate food, it could have been older. It was many times not cooked properly. You know, it was wild animals and plants that weren't washed. And I think that we've definitely had a resistance to the bad guys, because right now, just today, McDonald's pulls salads from 3,000 restaurants after a parasite sickens dozens. That's one story. Second story is, you know, 500 Tennessee zip line visitors got sick with stomach illness because they drank the water. It goes on and on. And because if we are completely inundated with the positive, healthy bacteria, they will tend to prevent these bad guys from taking up residence within us. And so that's one reason why people are getting so sick so quickly, is because they're drinking fluoridated water, they're taking antibiotics, they're eating meats full of antibiotics, they're not supplementing with the kind of probiotic that will re-inoculate the whole body. And so that's just kind of my little speech for this moment in regard to, you know, the importance of focusing on this. And I really would like to do a whole segment on that one day, because I'm learning more about this every short period of time. I just got back a new stool test that I did. I've done 7 of these now, and I'm finally figuring out what it really takes to change the microbiome. And I will share that with you at another time. So,
and a lot of the problem is misuse of antibiotics. You talked about antibiotics in the foods that we consume, and that is a huge problem. One of my backgrounds is in microbiology, so I will agree with that. And we're having so many drug-resistant strains that are emerging. New viruses. I mean, it's fairly bad out there. I mean, I don't live my life in fear with that. I still go out and live and enjoy life. But, you know, my twist on that, you know, I listen to yours, and yours is actually much more in depth with the microbiome and gut health and whatnot. You know, for me, it's more of a healthy choice of foods, healthy lifestyle. But, you know, the two are complementary.
Absolutely. The thing about antibiotic, I'll make it very quick, is it's like scorching the earth with basically a bomb. And if you don't quickly bring the good guys back in, guess what moves in much faster? And that is the pathogens and the negative bacteria that is toxic to our health. Well, I want to say that we're going to be taking a break here, and it's and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Stephen Shaw, a local dentist who has some very up-to-date information on the changes in dentistry that is exciting. And many of us, you know, are still mentally thinking of dentistry like we did in the 1980s and 90s about, you know, cavities and Novocaine and this and that. Well, my little conversation with him certainly has enlightened me as to the absolute evolving of that industry. So when we come back, we will be discussing that and much more to come. So with Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have a wonderful guest that I've been conversing with, Dr. Stephen Shaw, a dentist located down in Ringgold. And welcome, Dr. Shaw, to our show.
Glad to be here, guys. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be spending time intellectually and socially with guys that I respect in the community and have a relationship with, and hope to continue that relationship in furthering good health and good nutrition in the future.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I really feel that people like us are kind of gladiators, and we're on the front lines of change, because it's easy to get locked into the dogma of our history of our life, whether it be in schools or just our exposure to certain educational events throughout our life. And I tend to be one who lives outside the box and find pretty much comfortable being in that place, which means I question a whole lot of things, but I also don't question myself, and I know that I don't know, and I'm always going to be open to learning as long as I'm breathing. I do hope. Well, saying that, Dr. Shaw is, from what I can already tell, similar, because he is a passionate proponent of course, his industry, which is dentistry, and the fact that we all already know, just from all the headlines in the media, that dental health is a whole lot more than fixing a cavity. I mean, from my perspective, it is one of the more important parts to maintaining health as we age. And I know you would agree with that, Dr. Shaw. And, you know, do you talk to your patients about the effects of what happens when we don't take care of our oral health?
Oh, absolutely, Ed. There are discussions every day with people that look at me with questions in their eyes about, you know, why, because I'm doing everything that I see on commercials on TV, from Crest commercials to Listerine, I'm doing all those things, yet I still have oral disease when I come to visit, and I don't understand that. And there are just so many different changes that have occurred in our knowledge and in the background of our chemical makeup and our bacterial makeup in our mouths, as far as our understanding goes, that can be discussed, and we talk about them all the time. The only downside to that is we can only have so many of those discussions between 8:30 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So it can be it's exonerating for a healthcare professional to be able to discuss that with patients on a daily basis. And trust me, it's a captive audience, because they're in a dental chair and they are listening. However, it can be also a little frustrating, because you can only reach so many people at one time. And it's, like I said, we're in some exciting times. I've been in clinical dentistry for 15 years now. I graduated in 2003 from University of Tennessee at Memphis, and got an outstanding education there. Was so blessed to be trained by some outstanding practitioners there. And, I learned a lot, but I can tell you, in the last 15 years, I've learned, I feel like, a heck of a lot more. And I can't wait to share some of those things that I've seen develop, and also some things that I feel like are on the forefront moving forward. So especially for dental professionals, it's an exciting time right now for us. And I think the public needs to know that it should be an exciting time for them as well.
You know, it's, from my standpoint, I'm sure, well, actually, I don't know, but the public probably needs to know, in medical school, our dental training, other than anatomy class, where we learned the anatomy of the head and neck, the dental training involved 1 hour of class in 4 years. So, it was quite lacking. I'm sure somebody mentioned the word tooth at some other point, or mandible, or maxilla. Sorry for people that don't know what those are, but, Dr. Shaw is laughing at me right now, but dental education for medical doctors is quite lacking, and what we do learn is really on the fly from our dentists, as we're either in the chair as patients, which I get taught, or just talking, otherwise. I mean, all we do, if I see poor dental hygiene, I'm encouraging them, say, to come to you, or counseling them. The other people I see are the ones that are just terrified to see you. I remember at church last week, the pastor was talking about refrigerator Perry. I didn't realize what a history he had had with his teeth. The only thing he was scared of in this world, that football player of yore, was the dentist.
So very common, Chris. So very common. And it would absolutely blow your mind how many people that come in your office, and it's kind of goes back to the don't judge a book by its cover adage. But how many people you would think are going to be terrified, but they have zero problem. And then the ones that you figure, oh, this guy or this gal is going to be great. They are far from it. You end up having to just talk them off the ledge just to get them to really sit down and let you look at their mouth.
Absolutely.
It's shocking.
Ed was talking about, you know, the microbiome and our health from that standpoint. We really are complex beings. And if your oral health, if your dental health is poor, that affects the rest of your body. That's one thing. I mean, especially before, say, a heart surgery. I mean, we regularly hear of our patients having to have their entire, you know, all their teeth pulled because it was so bad. So that people do need to understand it affects their entire body.
Well, one thing that I know Ed can, I'm sure, attest to, and I remember a major article in Time magazine right after I graduated in 03 that came out that was focusing on inflammation in the body and what inflammation does to the human body. And oral health is a major part of keeping inflammation in check. And I'm sure.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what Ed says about that.
Give you a wealth of knowledge, I'm sure, of what your nutritional health does for inflammation in the rest of your body. So yeah, that's something that we didn't talk about 20 years ago.
About that in dental health. We now talk about that, whether it's from a non-traditional or traditional standpoint, we do too. So are you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not just caused from disease processes and bacteria. I'm talking about, you know, we're a stressed out, heavily medicated society. Everybody that comes in my office seems to be suffering from some type of sensitivity or some type of oral facial pain that's usually muscular, or everybody says, well, I think I have TMJ, which is kind of a misnomer, but it's they're having pain in their joint and, you know, in, you know, the face, the muscles of the face. That's inflammation, where, you know, they're people are grinding away at night because they're stressed and the medications are doing crazy things. So it's a complex issue.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones with Dr. Green, and today our guest is Dr. Stephen Shaw, a local dentist in Ringgold, and we're getting great education on the fact that dentistry has radically changed since the 80s and 90s. And we're, you know, we've talked about the relationship between dental health and overall body health, everything from the heart to inflammation to autoimmune. And I certainly have been focused on that for decades of my career in nutrition. But I know you mentioned before the show when we were chatting about things. Tell me about some of the new developments in regard to things that you use that maybe many of us don't even have a clue that are on the horizon or already in your office that would be like almost revolutionary, perhaps. I don't know. Tell us about that stuff.
Well, Ed, I can tell you in my 15 years of clinical experience, I've seen a drastic change in what we call modalities. That just means how we solve problems, how we treat problems. And you know, when I got out of school in 03, options were kind of limited. You know, somebody comes in with disease in their tooth and you remove that disease, and you had just a few reliable options of what you could put back in there. Of course, the standard even at that time was dental amalgam, which we, as a profession, I feel like we are getting more and more out of that for a lot of different reasons, not just what we feel like it could be doing to the body, but, you know, we know that as we place that, as we remove it, those heavy metals, that mercury, it gets in the water supply, it gets everywhere. There's, you know, we're worried about long term, not just physiologic, but environmental concerns with that. So, but that was kind of the first line of defense whenever I first got out of school. And we had what people refer to as white fillings. Those were resin-based fillings that had ceramic particles in them. And they were available. They just weren't good. They didn't last long. It was difficult to put them up to the stresses and strains that you could put the dental amalgam up against. So, that was just 15 years ago, and I don't think that's that long of a time when you look at how long people have been treated, you know, in the dental chair. So, but I can definitely attest to the fact that in that time there have been some outstanding minds, some big, big companies have put major money into it, and they're still putting major money into, I love the word of innovation, it's just a great word when it comes to development of materials and material sciences. And we've got materials now that they're safer for the patients. Another hot topic is bioinert materials, things that don't react with the human body. We can put them in there.
Is that for a filling or for what?
Dental restorations in general, fillings, dental caps or crowns, we call it, whenever teeth have to be totally covered in order to protect them structurally. We don't have to use metals. We don't have to use substances that could possibly react with the human body. And they are strong. They're really outstanding materials. And those just weren't really available in a mass consumption kind of way just even 15 years ago, but they're there now. I've been so fortunate and blessed to be affiliated with a non-paid council through a major dental company. I don't think they'd mind me mentioning it's 3M North America, and big company, $30 billion company. They do over $2 billion in dental. There's some brilliant minds up there in St. Paul that are working on some great products for dental materials, and they look amazing, they perform amazing, and they're not the only ones, but they're definitely ones that I've had exposure to, and they're great.
We just love talking to you, Dr. Shaw. And before we run out of time on this segment, I want you to tell listeners how they can contact you and any of your information that they would need to know about.
Well, of course, in this day and age, we definitely have to rely first off on the old internet. So we have our website, shawdentalhealth.com. You can reach us via email at info@shawdentalhealth.com. If you want to give us a call, we've got some outstanding ladies that can direct you to me, 706-891-2008.
That's wonderful. And I just always so appreciate people in the healing profession who have a passion and who know that they don't know everything. And I just am honored to be having these conversations with you, Dr. Shaw. And I know that we're going to have more discussion down the road with you about dental health and overall health. So thank you for joining us today. And it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, Dr. Green and myself will be discussing more about, health, holistic nutrition, and anything that we tend to bounce around. So we've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we've just had a very informative conversation with Dr. Shaw, the dentist in Ringgold, in relation to, of course, the connection between the oral health and the rest of the physical body. And even though mainstream media has certainly presented that concept even years ago, I think that it's still evolving, and many dentists and individuals have still not fully realized the impact of what poor dental health can have. Even in the picture of someone who's eating very healthy, exercising, taking their supplements, you can be devastated with your health if the body has a very unhealthy oral, dental, bacteria that's being hidden. All these pathogens can create such a weakness because the body attacks it. And we use the word inflammation constantly because more research is pointing to the fact that one reason we are seemingly in certain times becoming an unhealthier nation is because of chronic inflammation. And I speak constantly every day, Dr. Green, at Nutrition World, people who may come in and they say, you know, they may be 50 plus years old, and they've all of a sudden realized that they are aging, that they don't feel the way they did even just a few years before, and their joints are creaky, their skin is starting to sag. I mean, Father Time will have its way with all of us, but I'm seeing a lot of premature aging internally and externally, and the biggest reason that happens is something called chronic inflammation. And I use the analogy often when I show people my hands. I have these huge calluses, and the calluses are big because I do a lot of chin-ups in the gym. And the reason that the body accumulates something like a callus is a protective mechanism. It needs to, and feels that it needs to, repair something or build some barrier. Well, as we know, my calluses are not affecting my health. But what do you think plaque is in the arteries? It's nothing more than the body's intuitive wisdom that it needs to fix something that's inflamed, and that is a chronic inflammation within the artery. Alzheimer's. Time magazine said the brain on fire is Alzheimer's. That was many years ago. Arthritis is simply a festering of the inflammation between the joints. So the key to this, to me, and I want your opinion on this, Dr. Green, is reducing inflammation. And, you know, we don't do that by taking aspirin. Yes, aspirin and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories do reduce inflammation, and they're necessary during acute situations, such as if you step off a curb and you've terribly sprained your ankle or you've had some accident and you need to reduce that quick pain and reduce some of that swelling. They're miracles. They work so well. But that's not what I call chronic, lifelong inflammation. That comes from eating too many carbohydrates, not having enough omega-3s in your human body, not sleeping, having poor oral health. And there's a huge list that does this. So my game plan is, as far as what I consider functional medicine, which is different than the old school concept of health, is, which is more symptomatic treatment. Functional medicine is getting to the root of the problem, and kind of like a tree. If the tree leaves are falling off and they're diseased, you're not going to treat the leaves. You're going to go into the root, the soil, and the trunk of the tree in order to determine why is it not healthy, and let's fix it from that angle. And that, again, comes back to the big picture of evaluating through blood work and questions and lifestyle looking into, and then nutritional deficiencies. And so I'm rambling here. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Green?
Well, so many thoughts as you're talking, and it's never rambling. It's always good information. So, you know, you started out, I think, talking about the relevance of inflammation and many disease processes in our body. And you're right. There is a lot of research looking into inflammation as related, say, to coronary disease, to heart attack, stroke, Alzheimer's, gastrointestinal diseases. You know, we already know it's already linked to things like our arthritis conditions. You mentioned the aging process. So yes, even traditional medicine is getting on board with that. And there is a link between chronic inflammation, the aging process, and a myriad of disease processes. So I still believe a healthy lifestyle, healthy diet, exercise, you know, and there are other things we might consider adding from, you know, I'll let you talk about that in a minute. But things that we might add to our regimens, which might help our inflammation, the inflammation in our own bodies. But yeah, we can't stop the aging. I'm still looking for that little sign on my body somewhere that says best if used by. I'm looking, I haven't found it yet. But, you know, I'm determined that as I age, my goal is not just to be the best I can, say, next year at that age. I'm actually trying to do better than I did last year. So I'm an eternal optimist. So I'm trying to do better than I did at 50 than 40, and better at 40 than 30. I don't know if that's possible, but that's going to be my goal, is to improve myself over time. We'll see if it's possible. I mean, you've really done a lot of that. And one way we can do that is by learning how to live a healthier lifestyle, to have a healthier eating habit, supplements that are going to help us, how we're going to supplement our microbiome as we're talking about, the fact that we've been talking about dental health and the fact, I mean, I don't usually think about dental health being relevant to the remainder of my body's health. I don't consciously think about that, but maybe I should be. Maybe we all should be. And most of us think, or let me change that, a lot of people look at dentistry more as a cosmetic only type of industry. And although there is a large component in dentistry to cosmetics, and there's a lot of marketing for that, I really believe that the overall general health, dental and medical, is far more important and valuable to us. And I'm glad we're talking about it on this show, Ed.
Yes, and you are exactly right. I think it is easy to kind of misplace the concept of dental health in connection with everything else, despite the fact that there's substantial research indicating these studies. One thing I do want to mention, and because I'm always interested in throwing out kind of new concepts, even though this is an old, ancient concept, I don't think the majority of people really have ever tried it. It's called oil pulling. And oil pulling is, I would guess, a thousand-year-old concept. And what it is, and I've done it many, many times, and in fact, me doing this show today brought that back into my memory bank, and I will be doing this later today. And it involves taking a tablespoon of a very healthy oil. I have chosen to use coconut oil now, and you place it in your mouth and you swish it for about 10 minutes. It is the longest 10 minutes you will spend in your entire day, I will assure you. Your jaw gets tired and you start wanting to spit it out after about 3 minutes. But what has been shown with oil pulling is the ability that it has to remove a tremendous quantity of toxins, including pathogens, from the dental area deep within the gums. This is not a superficial treatment. And what you do is, after 10 minutes, you never swallow the oil because it is full of what we don't want. And you spit it out, not in your sink, probably, because the oil will end up clogging that up eventually. So, you know, I go in my front yard or somewhere else and just spit it out. It is very nasty. And it has been shown, because they've actually analyzed the oil, it contains billions of bacteria in that oil to a degree that would certainly not be normal from something just swishing in your mouth, because the oil is what goes in deep, swishes it out, and then you excrete it. And I can tell you from an absolute fact that it will whiten your teeth. And sometimes when people are really toxic, everything from, I don't care if it's, if they think it's from pesticides to heavy metals to bad food, I have found oil pulling can make you feel better within a very short time. Sometimes within the very first time you do it, you sense that you're doing something of good origin.
What kind of oil again?
Well, number one is the old school was using oils like sunflower and those type. I prefer coconut now because we have such a good source of coconut oils by many companies. The one I prefer is Garden of Life, but any good coconut oil that says the right words, and coconut oil should say, you know, not processed with heat, it's virgin, it's organic, all the things we need to know in order to have a pure product. Because the last thing you want to do is put something in your mouth that's already unhealthy to try to get you healthier. It doesn't make sense. And we do live in a world where it still and will always continue to be let the buyer beware. There is no doubt we need to be informed consumers, and packaging can make the worst of a product look excellent. So getting the backstory from either the company, the website, or people you trust is imperative because of the nature of the business of health. So I'm just throwing out the oil pulling. Interesting little concept. I hope you will try it if you have not.
Yeah, I don't see any reason that I wouldn't try it. I can tell it's not going to hurt me at all. And I think in all these times we've done shows, that's the first time you've mentioned that.
It is. It reminded me because I kind of prepped for Dr. Shaw coming in, and I will be doing, again, like I said, oil pulling today, and I really want to get back into it. Again, I'm huge into this belief that we are living in a toxic world, despite even if you don't take, you know, intentionally take in tobacco and, you know, French fries and all the bad things that we know, we still are swimming in a toxic cesspool many times. We had a little table delivered yesterday at Nutrition World, and the fumes that came off of that, I know that whoever painted it or processed it or sprayed it, they better have had a gas mask because it was very toxic. We can, you know, there's some intuition that just is plain. And this is, I know this was a toxic thing. Well, toxins are cumulative. It's what we do every day. It just keeps adding up. So, in fact, my daughter just got back and I was texting her earlier about her results. We are offering heavy metal tests at Nutrition World through a company named Thorne. It's about $200 and it's a saliva test. And she has had some issues that she always assumed was related to high copper levels. Well, the regular blood test is not very accurate for that. We really have to do further in-depth testing. And this new saliva test is what I consider probably the most accurate to date. And she just texts me because I ask her, what were the results? And it did come back. Her copper was extremely high and her mercury was moderately high. Her mercury, she's never had a mercury filling. So it's about living in the world of toxins, and that's how they accumulate. So now we have some evidence. We know that, okay, her copper's high, which is very destructive to the mental state. It can cause brain fog and definitely make you feel not optimal in many ways. And she is, you know, not always feeling her best. So now we're going to work on how do we lower the copper levels. One way is to raise the zinc level because those two are really partners. When you have zinc real low, the copper can get real high. So we want to raise zinc, which can then displace the copper. And then look for copper sources. Maybe her house has copper pipes. I don't know. We probably will need to test her water. So this is what, again, I'm excited about these concepts of functional investigative medicine and health.
You know, I just did a little bit of research on the oil pulling and it is controversial. I'll say that when I looked at about 7 sites while we're talking, but there was some evidence that perhaps using coconut oil, like you said, could improve dental health. So that's just initial research and certainly not in depth, but I couldn't find anything saying even people that said they didn't agree that it was beneficial. You know, it is an old, I think, Indian folk remedy.
It is.
But they said, you know, they couldn't find any reason it would hurt you either. So that's good to know.
Absolutely. And you know, it's already time for us to take a break, Dr. Green. And when we come back, we will be having your spiritual moment of the day. And we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and please stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And as part of the segment that we all look forward to is Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, please visit their app. Or the website at silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Today's spiritual moment reflects upon the struggles of life and the anxiety and stress these cause us as we try to find our way. I would like to begin with a quotation from Lao Tzu. What the caterpillar calls the end, the rest of the world calls a butterfly. I know that's a little odd to quote from him, but you'll understand later. Next, a somewhat revealing scripture from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, where Elijah was running for his life from Queen Jezebel, and it says, "He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. 'I have had enough, Lord,' he said. 'Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.'" Here is a biblical leader who shows us that it is okay to tell God exactly what we are thinking and feeling in our lives, including frustration and anger. Thankfully, God knows our pain and fully understands all the problems that we face. Often, it is easy to feel alone in this world, just like Elijah did. But in Christ, we are never really alone. We have access to a peace stronger than any trouble we face. God rejoices with us in the good times, yet He also grieves with us when we are in pain. He receives us just as we are, whether tired, worn out, happy, excited, or frustrated and angry. He always receives us and knows all that we feel before we discuss it with Him. There is no conversation we cannot have with God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." And in John 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "I have told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." So if your life seems like it has gone off the rails, make the choice to pour out your heart, all of your deepest feelings, with full honesty to the God who understands the pain that you feel. He is the God who will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, who will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in Him. Today I would like to close with a benediction from 2 Thessalonians chapter 13, verse 16. "Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." This has been your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
And thank you as always, Dr. Green. It is medicine for the soul, there's no doubt. And we all are certainly in need of that. I do want to announce Nutrition World has two different events coming up. I am a massive proponent of being able, hopefully, to educate people, because health is a complex conversation. There is no doubt. It isn't super simple. It's also not rocket science, but we have to have a certain amount of effort that we place toward learning how to work through the each decade of living. You know, we don't come with an owner's manual when we're born, because there really isn't one particular one. It has to be personalized, and we speak about that often, is personalized medicine. And on July 24th, we are having an interview with a Dr. Smith from Florida. He's flying up, and it's going to be labeled "The Keys to Weight Management." You know, the question about weight continues to be the most common that I am asked, because of the frustration that so many have of going on diet after diet. Many people do lose many pounds, but they tend to always gain it back. And the reason they do is because they're not actually addressing the underlying chemical imbalance that created a poor metabolism. It isn't about just eating less. It's about fixing the blood chemistry. I am blessed to be 60 years old, and I weigh 174 pounds, which is what I weighed in high school. And the reason that I'm able to do this is not because so much that I eat super healthy, because I don't always. It's because I've worked toward balancing blood chemistry. I eat 3 meals a day and 2 snacks. And the choices that I do with what I eat and take is what kind of produces the blood chemistry that allows me to have a good fast metabolism. So on July 24th, I would invite all of you to come to truly learn the concepts of how to do this. It's not complex. And once you understand it and do some blood work, you can be setting yourself up for a life of much better efficiency and health and energy, and all of it plays together. And it's on nutritionw.com under events or on our Facebook. In fact, there's an audio of Dr. Green and myself interviewing Dr. Smith that was very interesting.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, that they can go back and look at one of, or listen to one of the archive shows, and know a lot about them.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, that's a good point, Dr. Green. On vitalhealthradio.com, we do have most of the shows are now posted that we have been doing. And we've had some great, interesting, informative, educational interviews with so many local experts in the field of health. You're not going to find another show local that I can ever remember that would be doing and accomplishing what Dr. Green and myself are certainly attempting to do. And I'm just proud of both of us and Sean for helping us to put together this show. And the website is built by Avalon Design, which is vitalhealthradio.com. And then lastly, I continue to occasionally speak on my praising of medicinal mushrooms. Mushrooms in the field of research is expanding fast because mushrooms have an ability to take toxins within themselves and completely negate the negative effects. Mushrooms can grow on soils that have been dumped with motor oil and turn that soil back into topsoil and use the contaminants within it as their own nutrients. Mushrooms have a very strong inherent ability to maintain their health despite almost anything that comes their way as far as pathogens. And the great news is that we are now learning how to harvest the magic of these medicinal mushrooms so that we, if we have a certain need, a purpose, or whatever, we can utilize ones like lion's mane and shiitake and reishi and all different kinds and make use of these almost like a medicine. Cultures around the world have certainly done that for many years. And I'm not speaking of the mushrooms on the salad bar. Yeah. So these are special.
You're also not speaking of some of those mushrooms that were used in the 60s as well.
Yeah.
So I've had people ask me about that in the office. And I'm like, no, that's not what we're talking about. And also, you know, when you first talked about this, and I don't think we've talked about it today, maybe remind the listeners that, you know, these come in capsules, concentrated forms. That's not going out necessarily and having the mushroom itself. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right. We're not talking about growing and, you know, having to eat them because they're not always delicious like the ones we're used to. They can have a pretty pungent taste to them. But this lecture is going to be on July 31st, and we are having an expert fly in who's going to be teaching about the benefits of these mushrooms. There's a company called, a man called Stamets, S-T-A-M-E-T-S, Paul is his first name, who is the guru of the world in regard to this conversation of mushrooms. I met him about 6 months ago and listened to a lecture of his in Anaheim, California. Was so impressed that I will always have a great respect for the right medicinal mushroom, for the ability, what it can have for building health. You know, one of the most common questions I get involving a mushroom is the fact that we do have oncologists today in Chattanooga when they have people who they're treating with chemo and their white blood count just plummets. They will recommend them to often investigate the use of mushrooms.
So would immune health be one of the primary uses?
It really is the primary purpose of mushrooms, okay, is building immune health. Now, lion's mane has the ability to build your memory. It's a very interesting mushroom because of that effect.
I'd like some, please.
So as far as the white blood count, I've seen it work within 7 days if people take what I call a therapeutic dose. And that's a point I want to make real quick before we run out of time. When you're dealing with natural products, it's not the same as pharmaceuticals. They, you know, pharmaceuticals, when your doctor writes them, they know or have a great education about, I think you need this amount. When you buy a bottle of mushrooms or nutritional products, it basically is going to say take one a day or take one twice a day. That's for maintenance. There's a difference between maintaining and being therapeutic. Therapeutic is trying to accomplish something besides maintaining. And so you have to be an investigator to determine, okay, what really do I need? The great thing is that, you know, in 90% of all cases, a bellyache's the worst side effect. That doesn't mean you don't look into it, because mixing drugs and herbs and things is a conversation that needs to be had between you and a health professional. So you know, that lecture, I'm highly encouraging you to, you know, come and join. And it is on Facebook and on nutritionw.com. Well, believe it or not, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Chris Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.